Hospitals are good for waking up. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with our thought for today. Hospitals are good for waking up. Now, there are a lot of opinions about that. A lot of opinions, but every opinion has it that hospitals are good for waking up. More people die in hospitals than they die in their beds at home, because more people go to the hospital who are ready to die. And some of them have allowed the conditions of their body to go so far that not even the doctors and hospitals can remedy it. Although, the hospitals are generally so expensive that people don't want to go there. They don't want to go to the hospital because it's cost so much, and they don't know whether they have the right type of Blue Cross or whatever it is, HMO, to go there. And is their doctor going to recommend it? And is there any co-payment that has to be made? So these are things that concern a lot of people about going to hospitals. Now, if hospitals are good for waking up, that means that the hospitals are beneficial for our health. They're beneficial for what ails us. They're beneficial for things that make us sick or whatever. So think about what would happen if you went to a hospital and you didn't wake up. They would call that a mortuary, because you just go there and say goodbye to everybody and then be done. Now, they have done something very good in recent years. Perhaps they've done it for many more years than we know. But in recent years, they have had what they call hospice, H-O-S-P-I-C-E. A hospice is a place that's in between medical care and death. In other words, you are given your prescriptions and you have to go home and apply them, but you don't have anybody at home to help you. You don't have the ability to apply the medicine to yourself, so you go to this hospice. And in the hospice, they have people who don't have to be highly trained, but people who can give you your food and change your clothes and wash you give you your medicine. And I guess they can even give you the injections that the doctors prescribe, because they come in pre-prescribed injection devices, you know, like what you would give with drugs or something, you know. And so in the hospice, people go specifically to run the last chapter of their life. And oftentimes in hospices, there are no family that come in to see the people. If there are, they're very seldom. For instance, Ray, my brother, ran an AIDS hospice. And he had an AIDS hospice for a dozen fellows or more. And these are guys who had AIDS, and there was nothing that could be done for them. The health care at that time wasn't as good as it is now for helping AIDS patients. And so it was just a terminal time. And you just had to be with them and give them pain pills and so forth as they were getting ready to check out. Now, it would have been so nice if you could have just given them a death pill and let them check out while they're without pain. They're there because there's no solution in sight for them. They're just living in this hospice where they are treated by others, and they're not always treated as much as they would like to be treated, because they have needs, you know. When they're in pain, I heard, help, 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 you know. And then the pain pill, I'll get to you as quick as I can. I've got all these other patients to work with. I'm coming, you know. And so it's not a pleasant thing. Death should be one of the most pleasant things in the world, because theoretically everyone dies at the end of their lifetime. And so instead of not planning for death, like Margaret Gouroff has written her book on planning for death, instead of not planning for death, we should plan to take care of that act in our life. You say, well, we should say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm living. That's fine and dandy. That's fine and dandy. However, how many people are ready for our philosophy? How many people are ready for Jesus' philosophy? How many people are ready for the Christian philosophy? How many people are ready for the philosophy of the James School of Psychology and so forth? Not too many. Not too many, because when people feel good, they just go around feeling good and don't say a thing about it. And when people feel bad, they go around saying all about being bad. When people feel good, they don't go around saying, I feel good. They just feel good. They don't say, I live in my eternally perfect ideal of spirit, mind, and body. They just go around feeling good, which is fine, fine. But because they do not keep their thread connected to the attitude that they are the creator of their life and their affairs, their body can all of a sudden catch something, and they don't have the mental, spiritual, and physical immune system to take care of it. Now, an immune system in a body is a fine thing. It just comes with the body. However, the immune system can be improved or it can be destroyed. Now, we destroy our immune system by eating improper foods, which are not beneficial to us. We destroy the immune system by saying that we are sick, by saying that we're not well, by saying that we have problems. We destroy the immune system, which is our natural way of being whole and perfect, by saying, whoops, there's something going on out here, there's a cold, there's a plague, there's something going around. You know? Okay, now, you could have, what was the name of your town, Harrietville, where Pollyanna lived, and it can be a hell of a place. And basically, all because of one woman who had a very sad life herself, and she spread that upon the village. She thought she was being good. But the attitude of the people in the village was nothing, nothing. There was no love, there was no feeling of happiness with the people. Oh, they had a little bit, they existed, you know. But then Pollyanna came along. And as she came along, she brought a smile to the community. She brought a happy face to the community. She brought a happy attitude. She's brought looking for something good. And the community changed. One little girl, she was vivacious. She did get out and meet people, and she did get out and do things, but she was vivacious. And she did not teach or preach or heal, she lived. People would ask her questions, and she would give the answer, but she would not give the answer as though she knew it all. She'd give the answer, well, my daddy said, you know, or something like that. Or, of course, if you like people, they like you, you know. But some simple little answer. Now, that was her medicine. And it was a medicine that worked very well. A medicine that works very well for all of us. However, when we go around with a sour, dour look on our face and our being, we are offering a very ripe ground for disease to take its place. When we feel that we're ignored by people, when we feel that we are not wanted, when we feel that we are unhappy about whatever circumstances we're unhappy about, we make ourselves an open cesspool for all of the problems of the world. All the problems of the world. It's just like people who sing the song, Let There Be Peace on Earth. And, you know, it's now there is peace on earth. It's not something in the to come. It's something that will happen. It's something right now. And the more we recognize that it's something that we're doing right now. Right now, I am whole and perfect. Right now, I am harmonious. Right now, I'm living a joyous life. Right now, I'm happy about who I am and the people in my world right now. And you see, when you say these things right now, then you are building yourself the best hospital in the world in which you're living. Now, what does the word hospital mean according to our foreign term, Gesundheitshaus. It's the house of
the healthy.
The house of good health. You say Gesundheit, good health to you. You don't say Gesundheit, healthy to you. You say good health to you, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you don't say that, then I'm wrong. Okay. We'll try to use some other word.
Gesundheit is good health.
Not right. If you don't agree with it.
Yes, that.
Yeah, but you agreed with your word healthy, but you wouldn't agree with the word of good health.
Yes.
So. You see, every time we fight for the little details like that, we destroy the picture, and we want to be very careful that we don't destroy the picture for ourselves and not have good health. So, you want to call your body the temple of the living God. Oh, there I go. There, you can't knock that one. The body is the temple of the living God. Now, what is the temple of the living God? It's supposed to be a very sacred place, a very wonderful place, a very holy place, a very desired place. Even though that word doesn't mean anything. Okay. So, hospitals are good for waking up. We want to wake up to a happy, healthy, wonderful body. Wake up to a happy, healthy, wonderful world. We want to just have a great life. And the way to have a great life is to put the right cause in motion. And we said that. And I sort of been fizzled out. So you enjoy and have a happy day. I love you.
Without going.